New South Wales Blues captain Peter Neville joins us, mate. Summer is here, the summer of cricket. And how are you, mate? You're looking forward to a big couple of months?
Yeah, it's about time too. Very much looking forward to getting back into the Shield from tomorrow.
Yep.
Had a little taste of it in the One Day Cup so far. We've had four games of that, but it's about time that cricket season rolled around again.
Yeah, and you've got a strong-looking New South Wales side to go up there to Queensland and hopefully get away to a good start. What's it like having Smith and Warner back around the squad?
Oh, it's fantastic. I had them at our net session the last couple of days at the SCG. Steve actually got bowled the other day, and he made a comment, it's the first time he's been bowled in 2 months. I reckon it's the second time I've been bowled this week.
I can't.
Who got him?
I couldn't tell you. I'm not sure. One of our boys did, but I think it might have even been one of our coaches, Wang, using those sort of dog-flicking apparatuses to flick cricket balls at us.
Very good.
Dave, that sounds like you.
What?
To get down there and throw that ball around? That'd be a job for you.
I tell you what, you touched on the One Day. So, look, the One Day wasn't great. I mean, I know that we were very close against Queensland. Gee, that would have been tough to go down with the 12 balls left. And then the South Australians, etc. Do you think the Shield, I mean, there'll be plenty of people out there, you know, that'll be wanting to get behind you, maybe have a flutter, etc. Do you think that you'll go better in the Sheffield Shield?
It's tough to say. Obviously we had some close losses in these games that we've just played over the last couple of weeks. But obviously helps having our guys back from the Ashes and available for selection again. So certainly nice to have them in your team. Looking forward to Mitchell Starc taking the new ball at the Gabba. That's going to be, it's always enjoyable watching him bowl at the Gabba, especially when you don't have to face him.
How is Mitchell's mindset, Pete? I mean, most people thought he'd lead our attack over there in England. I think he only played the one game. Comes back home, obviously got a point to prove. Have you noticed any extra spring in his step?
No, he doesn't usually need extra spring in his step. He's always bowling exceptionally fast in the nets. I'm sure none of our batters really want to face him. But I'm sure he's got a point to prove and wants to make a real statement in this game. Starting tomorrow, so hopefully looking for a big performance from him.
Could you believe that they left him out of a lot of those test matches over there in England?
I was surprised, yeah. Obviously, there's a lot that goes into selecting your team, conditions, etc. But, I'm a little bit biased. Our four New South Wales boys have been doing the job really well as a bowling attack for, a long time coming up to that series. So there's always going to be contentious selections, but I'm certainly making sure Mitchell Starc's the first pick for this game.
Mate, they won't be easy to roll, Queensland. I mean, you've got Khawaja captaining them, Burns, Gannon, Sammy Haslett, Charlie Hemphrey as well, Labuschagne, Pearson. So they've got a number of good players, and Billy Stanley, who got a call up in that T20 squad. But, I mean, how do you see... I mean, it's obviously hard to say. How do you see the game unfolding? But how do you beat them? Is there a particular discussion you've had early doors?
Well, we'll have our sort of team meeting when we get to the ground today, but we beat them there last year. They do play very well at home. They know the Gabba conditions extremely well, but, we won there last year, without our test stars available as well. So, we certainly know how to play there. It's just about being able to, do what's required in those conditions and repeat it really well. So it's a pretty simple plan, with both bat and ball. And the conditions up there, I mean, I don't think they've had a draw in a first-class game there for well over 5 years. So, you tend to always get a result when you go up there.
Yeah, I was about to say, Pete, how difficult is it to go to the Gabba first game of the year in those conditions? Because there's no other conditions like the Gabba anywhere here in Australia.
Yeah, it's good. It's a great challenge. Yeah. It's being able to adapt, whether it's our home wicket in Sydney, which is, traditionally a bit lower and slower and turns a fair bit, you get virtually the opposite conditions in Brisbane at the Gabba. So just being able to, adapt your game and do what's required to be successful in those conditions.
It's just having a look at the weather, mate. Obviously, you've got to be hot and humid. I mean, Friday, you got some storms rolling in. It'd be very interesting to see how that unfolds. I know that the bookies are with you. So if there's some confidence, mate, you can. I know the punters are with you as well, so you can go and go, right, well, we are red hot. Actually, you're red hot favourites as well. Queensland are outsiders. So hopefully our cricket expert bookies are onto it and you can get the job done.
hopefully we're going up there looking to win, so hopefully we can do the job.
Who are some of the young blokes we should be looking out for this season that's going to play for New South Wales?
There's quite a few young guys actually sort of coming through. We've had young Matt Jilks debut in the One Day Cup recently. Made a quick fire 80 in our win over WA the other day. You know, we've got a really talented young fast bowler by the name of Harry Conway, who's you know, been in the group a little while, but has really sort of pushed his name forward last year, taking wickets. You know. So we've got some good young players coming up. I mean, we're missing Curtis Patterson with injury this game, but we've got Daniel Hughes, you know, coming off back-to-back hundreds in the One Day, so hopefully he carries that form into the four-day arena.
And Pete, when you do your debrief at the end of the season and you start preparing for this year, what were some of the things that came out of that that you need to do differently this year?
Well, I think with a very young squad last year, there was a lot of good stuff that we have to build on. Saw a lot of improvement in our group, so it's just about continuing that improvement. If we just keep improving ourselves and those around us and getting our squad competing for spots, I think it's only going to help us and contribute to those wins and hopefully some titles this year.
Well, they're going to be very, very competitive games. I think there's four Sheffield Shield matches before they select the Australian side. So a lot of the players that are in contention for Australia would be looking to put their best foot forward. So you'd think that the intensity be right there in the opening few games of the Sheffield Shield.
Yeah, absolutely. It always is. It's a really hard-fought competition, the Sheffield Shield. And especially when you've got, all the Australian players back, it just improves the quality of the competition even more. It's certainly a lot to play for a lot of people. I know, David Warner will have a big point to prove coming back after the Ashes. And I'm sure he's going to transfer that into making a lot of runs before the Test Series rolls around.
I like it, mate. I like it. I like the confidence. Let's hope we give them some curry up there in Queensland. Is there much chirp? Like, is there much chirp between you two teams? Because obviously you've got the state of origin. We see it with the football. I know you're all mates away, but out in the middle, is there one in particular that just won't shut up?
No, it tends to vary. You know, some people tend to shoot their mouths off at different times. But a lot of the time as well, it's not a great deal said either. Over a contest of 4 days, there are some quiet periods where people aren't really giving each other much stick. So, yeah, it tends to vary.
Yeah, I always thought as a batsman, you never give it to the bowler, especially a fast bowler. You give it to a spinner, not a fast bowler.
You should see that, though. Yeah, there are guys that like to do that.
Yeah?
Oh, really?
They're the best. Gets them up and about and gets them in the contest and they feel,
Yeah, I'm a coward that way, Pete.
Yeah. Well, I don't often see many people do it to Mitchell Starc anyway.
But cricketers are the best sledges in the world. Some of the banter you hear out there and, the stories you hear, you must have heard some good ones. Probably not for breakfast radio, Pete, but you've heard some beauties, no doubt, over the year. And you must
have... Of course.
Do you find it hard not to chuckle?
Oh, no, I chuckle all the time.
Chuckle away?
That's the thing, I mean, when you're in the field for 100 overs, you've got plenty of time to think about it too.
I like it. Well, mate, enjoy yourself up there. Hopefully you get the win. As I said, the boys at the tab, they think you'll be winning and bring home the chocolates on that plane later in a few days' time, mate.
Plenty too. Thanks a lot for having me.
All right, Peter Neville there, and a big summer of cricket coming up. And you're right, Loz, with what you say, lots of interest in this Sheffield Shield this weekend because we've got these players coming back who aren't in form and they need to perform.
Well, that's the thing, Dave. Everyone needs runs if you're a batsman. And if you're a bowler, you need to take wickets. Although our bowling lineup is probably a bit more settled than our batting at this stage. Steve Smith, I suppose, is the only guy that's assured of his position in the batting lineup. Our bowlers, obviously, Pat Cummins will lead the charge again this summer. Unfortunately, he's not playing in the opening Sheffield Shield round. Nathan Lyon and Hazelwood have been rested from this game, but it's a strong New South Wales squad, strong Queensland squad, and hopefully New South Wales can get the chocolates.